Penguin Random House Audio presents The Stranger in the Woods, The Extraordinary Story of the Last True Hermit by Michael Finkel, read for you by Mark Bramhall. How many things there are that I do not want. Socrates, circa 425 BC. Chapter 1. The trees are mostly skinny where the hermit lives, but they're tangled over giant boulders with deadfall everywhere like pickup sticks. There are no trails. Navigation, for nearly everyone, is a thrashing, branch-snapping ordeal, and at dark the place seems impenetrable. This is when the hermit moves. He waits until midnight, shoulders his backpack and his bag of break-in tools, and sets out from camp. A penlight is clipped to a chain around his neck, but he doesn't need it yet. Every step is memorized. He threads through the forest with precision and grace, twisting, striding, hardly a twig broken. On the ground there are still mounds of snow, sun-cupped and dirty, and slicks of mud. Springtime, central Maine. But he avoids all of it. He bounds from rock to root to rock without a boot print left behind. One print, the hermit fears, might be enough to give him away. Secrecy is a fragile state, a single time undone and forever finished. A boot print, if you're truly committed, is therefore not allowed, not once. Too risky. So he glides like a ghost.